ओम शांति।
हम सभी अपने व्यक्तिगत जीवन संसार को भी
वी ऑल इन अवर इन अवर नॉर्मल लाइफ वी वॉन्ट टू मेक इट अ बेटर लाइफ वी वॉन्ट अवर लाइफ A happy life, better life.
ये एक original quality है.
Because the soul's original quality it is. That is why we always want happiness, not sorrows.
हम सुख की हर क्षण enjoy करना चाहते हैं.
We like to enjoy every moment in happiness. And want to pass away, pass the sorrow days sooner. This is the reason that even in a sorrowful state, everyone looks for happiness.
So, our व्यक्तिगत जीवन सुखमय हो.
So, my own life. Personal life should be better, happiest. It is the state of a soul. I am a soul, I am an embodiment of happiness. The basis for happiness is not just wealth. If it is so, then the richest countries would be happiest countries.
परंतु हम जानते हैं
बट वी ऑल नो दैट
कि उन धनाढ्य देशों में
दैट इन दैट रिचेस्ट कंट्रीज वेयर देयर आर मेनी रिसोर्सेस
मानसिक रूप से बीमार है
बट दे आर इंटरनली मेंटली इल एंड सो दे एक्सपीरियंस सोरो
तो हमें अपनी आत्मा स्थिति को सुखी बनाना है
सो वी हैव टू मेक अवर स्टेट ऑफ सोल हैप्पी सो दैट वी कैन एक्सपीरियंस द हैप्पीनेस ऑफ रिसोर्सेस और एल्स द वन हू स्टे इन बिगेस्ट होम्स ऑल्सो बी अपसेट एंड और ऑल्सो इन सोरो
स्थिति सुख की नहीं
बिकॉज द State of mind is not happy.
तो सुखमय संसार व्यक्तिगत जीवन रूप
the better world
बनाने के लिए
will come when we make our personal life happiest. We have to emerge our internal soul powers.
कलयुग अंत का समय है
The current time is Iron Age time. Now the present is Iron Age time. So that is why there are many reasons for sorrow. Many situations, many adverse situations, many misunderstandings, many clashes in communications and behavior.
तब हम सुखी हो ऐसा नहीं
इट इज नॉट दैट वेन वी गेट अटेन एवरीथिंग देन ओनली आई विल बी हैप्पी इट इज नॉट लाइक दैट नाउ देयर आर मेनी सिचुएशंस ऑफ सोरोस
अष्ट शक्तियां हमें बताई हैं
बट बाबा हैज गिवन अस द नॉलेज ऑफ एट पावर्स
संबंधों में हम बंधे हुए हैं
One is we are bonded in the bondages, in the relations. If there are clashes in the relationships, if there is some misunderstandings in the relationships, there is experience of sorrow. The relationships that were bonded for happy life that the same relationships became base for sorrow. So the equality in relationships, to bring a good understanding in relationships, one is tolerance power is needed, and second is the power to adjust.
तो बाबा ने जो आत्मभिमानी स्थिति हमें बनाने के लिए कहा है,
बाबा हैज गिवन अस नॉलेज अबाउट सोल कॉन्शियस. व्हेन वी बिकम सोल कॉन्शियस,
हदों से हम ऊपर उठते हैं.
व्हेन वी बिकम बियॉन्ड द लिमिटेशंस ऑफ बॉडी,
एक दो को स्वीकार कर सकते हैं.
देन वेरी सूनर वी कैन एक्सेप्ट ईच अदर.
जो संबंध हमें मिले हैं कर्मिक अकाउंटर्स से,
द रिलेशनशिप्स दैट वी गॉट थ्रू द कार्मिक अकाउंट्स,
स्वीकार कर,
दैट वी कैन एक्सेप्ट इजीली फ्रॉम द हार्ट.
एक दो को स्वीकार नहीं कर सकते हैं,
वी कैन नॉट एक्सेप्ट ईच अदर from the heart. If there is no acceptance, that is why there are clashes in between the relationships and there is misunderstandings. Because when we are in body conscious, then body, language, state of body or religion, differences in color, differences in age, that this is one is ugly, this one is beautiful, this one is old, this one is young. These are all the differences made through the body consciousness. Baba has given us a study of a soul, that we are all souls, we all are souls and children of one Supreme Father. We are all brothers amongst each other. With this support, we all live together. With this understanding, we can accept each other with love. Where there is love, there is tolerance. A mother tolerates every act of a naughty child. Because where there is love, there is adjustment. Though there are many behaviors, many feelings, but with love, lovely behavior, we can accept each other, we tolerate one another, and also be ready to sacrifice for others and cooperate with others. This is the feeling of service. The world is made of relationships. If these two powers, tolerance and adjustment, if we develop in oneself, then we can get good relationships, good understandings in relationships. And second is our responsibility. The individual makes some way to gain in his life, to get income, whether he do agriculture or do some job. To get successful in their daily routine, they need power to discriminate and power to judge. In every situation, we have to discriminate. If we cannot discriminate rightly, then we get deceived. Our time, money, energy, all will be wasted. So, discrimination of people is very much important, through which we can do our daily work. So, through meditation, the discrimination power will be developed. With the power of yoga, we can make our mind and intellect clear. When our state of mind is peaceful, is stable, then we can discriminate a person, a situation, and whatever matters that are going on. And the second power is, in daily routine, it is power of judging. Whatever we judge, we are responsible for it. So for that, intellect should be very powerful. Intellect means power to judge, right? If there is no power of judging, then that person will be confused in a dilemma that whether to do or not to do. There is always a confusion. But if the intellect line is clear, if the intellect is powerful and clean, then one can do clear decision, right decision. So, with the power of yoga, we accumulate power to discriminate and also power to judge, which are useful in our business, daily routine or job. We can decide accurately. Life means situations, they do come. And we have to cross all the situations. It is not like a situation should not come. It will never happen. And for that, we need to have power to face and power to cooperate. A situation will never ask your permission to come. It can come due to our own karmic account. When the situation comes, if we lose the hope, then we cannot face that situation and become depressed. Through yoga, if we make God as our companion, we can be empowered. We will be empowered and we get a courage to face any situation. Spirituality explains the true knowledge of Baba. A situation is situation will always be changed. Today the situation that has come, if it is not today, then tomorrow it will definitely change. No situation is always constant, same. If today the situation is the happiest one, then there is no need to be proud about it or come into conscious about it. Because if it is today, then tomorrow's situation will be different. If the situation is sorrowful, there is no need to be sorrow about it. It will also change. So, happiness and sorrow, winning and getting defeated, and fame and defame, in this all the situations, we have to be detached observer and be always in one state of mind. In our life, if anyone's beloved death will happen, if any natural calamities comes suddenly and there will be a lot of loss, and then we have to move forward with courage and patience. If we give cooperation amongst each other and through cooperation if we cross all the situations, if we give cooperation to others, then they do also give cooperation. The feeling of cooperation with the power of cooperation, together we can cross any complicated problems also. If it's a very big, heaviest thing, many can hold it up. One cannot hold it, but many can do it. It is said that even Govardhan mountain was lifted. It is not about the lifting Govardhan Parvat, Govardhan mountain. Today many technologies are made that they can clear the way by moving big mountains. So it is not about physical thing, it is about the situations. That if we give cooperation, we get cooperation. It is said that if we give cooperation, we get cooperation. If we give happiness, then we get happiness. If we give respect, then we can get fame. In this field of karmas, the more we give, that we get. The power of cooperation and power of face. Power to face. With this, we can cross the situations easily and move forward. And personally, to make our state of mind happiest, we need to have two special powers. It is whenever we want to go to elaboration, we can go into elaboration, and whenever we want, we can be in a seed stage, essence stage. The part that we play, if it is finished, then we can get detached from it. We have to become detached from it. It is called as power to withdraw. That whenever we want, become detached, and whenever we want, we can become beloved. Whenever you want to elaborate, make that elaborated, and whenever you want to make it in essence, then make it in essence. If in between each of us, if any situation has come, if any event has come, and that event has passed away, if we are not making ourselves free from the influence of that situation, maybe someone have said something, they might have behaved not good with us. For hours we will be in that influence, that why did he say it, what did he say it, it may have done like that. So the situation has passed away, but we are not detached from that influence. The day has passed away, the other day has come. Till today, the influence of that words are on us. So because of that, we lose the hope and be in sorrow. So whenever we want, we have to follow it, or whether to become withdraw from it, detach it from it. We have to be always in state of essence, then our time will not be wasted. By being in that influence, our power of mind will be affected. And second is power to pack up. And Whatever we want to do at the time, we will focus on it if we have the power to back up. If we cannot focus, if we do not have power to back up, we get attracted to many other things, and exactly what we need to focus, that we cannot. So the power to back up is needed. Life is a journey. When we go on journey, we take important things so that on the time we can open the bag and use it, and we can move forward in our journey. So waste thoughts, waste desires and waste tastes, waste interest, we have to back up. And actual focus should be on the aim, then it can be focused properly. Baba teaches us to practice this yoga. So what do we practice? We do practice the same, all these powers. For few moments, we become detached from whatever is going on around us, and we stay in our original form. This practice gives us the power to back up. When we come out of the waste and stay in the original form, by doing this practice daily, it will make us detached observer. Detached from the body conscious, when we stay in a soul conscious, it will make us detached observer. By being a detached observer, when we look at the situation, we can experience the right and wrong. So in this way, to make our life the happiest life, better life, through yoga, we have to develop these 8 powers. So that according to the situations that are going on during this time, we can make our soul powerful. It is not just, it is not making oneself happy, but the world is not, society is not happy. It is not like that. We have to make the whole world better. To make the whole world better, Baba has said that we have to make each individual happy. Because with each individual, the whole world will become. So each individual have to be happy. For that, Baba has given us a good plan to make a world a better world. One religion, one sovereignty, one language, one dynasty and one direction, that is needed. What is the reason of getting deceived? It is because of many directions, many languages, and everyone has their own direction. Someone are on their own direction, someone are on others' direction, someone are on religious scriptures' direction, someone are in their guru's direction. Because of this many directions, there are many religions, many languages, and this is the reason of so many battles that going on nowadays. When we become detached observer, we can see there are differences of color, creed, religion, countries, age. So to bring a better world here, Baba has taught us one soul religion, that there are many bodily religions, but the religion of soul is only one, that is peace and purity. If we stay in the religion of a soul, the soul's religion is peace and purity, happiness, bliss and love. Every soul's religion is only one. So we can with our self-religion, we can bring a true religion in the world. Because the self-religion is same for all the souls. That I am immortal, true soul, I am a peaceful soul. So this is the one religion we can establish. There will be a brotherhood. I am a soul, I am an emperor of this when we go into the taste of the sense organs, we come into the influence. When we become the emperor of the sense organs, we can never come into the taste of this, get taste influenced by the taste of the sense organs, never get dipped into it. When we become a detached observer, we can make others belong to us. It is said that one who are a true emperor over our own belonging, the one who belong to us, they can rule the world. It can be done only through silence. With the power of words, the language may differ. It cannot be understood, but with the language of love, everyone can become belong to you. So it is the language of love that even make an animal respond to us. So it is the one Ishwariya family, godly family. If we can understand this, we can remove all the other religions from our mind. So one Srimat, no other direction than Baba's direction. It is not yours and mine direction. When we accept one God's direction, then we can move forward with each other, along with each other. So this is the practice, this is the procedure that Baba has taught us to develop oneself, to develop our own powers and to bring a better world. We want to get a better world, and for that we all need to do one cooperation. What cooperation? That staying in soul conscious and to progress one's eight powers and come beyond the influence of external things, then we can bring a better world through everyone's cooperation. Om Shanti.
Yeah.